This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you missed the news, Ian Rappaport that the Cowboys and Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, sources say, with no offers from Dallas, despite him being in a contract year. So everyone has said, rebuild in 2025, Dak's a free agent, blah, blah, blah. I bet it went something like, hey, go win some damn playoff games. We'll give you all the money for as short of a deal as you want. But we'll see. But Rappaport says no indication a deal is coming. People have lots of thoughts. This hasn't changed anything for me because I still don't know if I believe that the Cowboys won't cave before the season starts.
Okay, Kevin, let's think about this for a second. And I know like the percentage chances of it ever happening are very low.
Okay.
But you do go into this season like that. You said you owe him $50 million every year for the next 6 years after that if he doesn't get re-signed?
It's not quite that. Let me look up what the actual number is. But you're still on the hook for like $30 million after his contract's over.
All right, but he does, let's say he gets picked up by another team. I don't know if any other team would want him or not.
$40 million.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot. He does get picked up by another team. You're going to get a third rounder for him. Is that how that works? You get a third rounder for your guy.
Oh,
your
depending on what he signs, sure.
All right.
But if you sign a free agent, then you don't get it.
Yeah, and this year they're not signing free agents.
That's what they
do most
years.
Not trying to lose any of their draft picks. And Mike, as you were saying earlier, you got to hit on your draft picks if you do it that way. And so they're hoping that they can hit on them. But you also have the freedom to roll the money over that you didn't sign your free agents with into next season to capitalize on the money that you owe Dak.
Okay, great. Well, how much free agency money do you have right now? Like $6 million?
Mm-hmm.
$8 million?
Yeah, and
great.
That knocks off a little bit of Dak's
money. Then
we'll
only have negative $32 million to work with. I'm just telling everybody, if and when
so it's more important,
he just walks.
It's more important to have a quarterback that you don't believe is the guy.
What they're doing
than it is to just eat the money and move on.
They're going about this, in my opinion, in the dumbest possible way. You're not paying Dak Prescott because you don't think he's the guy. That is my interpretation of the situation. If you don't think he's the guy, trade him now. And for people like, he has a no trade contract. I know he has a no trade part of his contract. But if he knows that you don't believe he's the guy, you're going to trade him somewhere where they're like, yes, we will give you the money right now. And he'll go, that sounds great. I will get traded and take my $300 million extension. He'll be fine with the trade, assuming they make their own contractual details. And then you can take less of a hit on the money. And the key thing, get an asset back. That's the key thing. If you're telling me that the decision is being made, well, we got to see him really prove it this year. Prove what? That he's going to win now with a worse team than you gave him last year? What the hell kind of sense does that make?
Kind of looks like almost a preparation for being bad for a couple of years. Like, it almost kind of looks like the way you're just like,
right,
or
now
we're going to invest in our money in the leadership that we think is CD and Micah, not this quarterback.
And by the way, from the 214, who wants him, Kevin? Look,
he'll be
Kirk
a quarterback.
Kirk Cousins just got a huge contract from Atlanta, and he's on the same tier as Kirk Cousins, and he's younger. So,
but I can't let that scare me as I'm making moves. I can't be like, well, he's going to go off and play for another team.
No, no, no.
I have to keep focusing on what I'm building.
I think their argument was you can't trade him to anyone,
which I
feverishly disagree with. You can find plenty of suitors for him.
Can I say I agree to this point? you're a little bit late in the game to make that major trade. Like, there was a lot, there's like seven or eight openings at the start of the free agency, and now you're very limited because, like, Atlanta might have been like, well, damn, we would have gone after Dak instead of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But now you've lost that opportunity, and now teams are like, man, we feel like we're watching these guys in the draft and we're ready to go with a rookie quarterback.
Might be onto something.
So
for sure.
I'm not saying that you couldn't have traded him. I think you would have had multiple opportunities to try to make an agreement with the team slash also with Dak to move him. But I wonder at this point in the game if you're like, and look, the effort and energy it takes to make a major move like that, there's only been one time it's been done in Jerry's history, and Jimmy Johnson did it with Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
So he's never put in the energy and the effort. I don't believe Steven's going to put in the energy and the effort to make something that massive of a move that can really change a franchise for better or worse.
Corey, can we do you a favor? Can we kick C-Block in the next segment?
Oh, sorry.
Would that be acceptable?
Sure.
Is it really acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Are you saying it just like my wife did? Sure.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me text it to you. Sure.
I just...
Brought us.
I don't understand how. I just don't understand how the Cowboys view this is going to work. If you believe everything that you say about Dak and how great he is, then you give him the deal now, lower the salary cap hit or before free agency started, and you would have more money to play in the sandbox with. But instead, what they said is, no, we believe in Dak, not enough to give him a new deal, but we believe in him enough to give him an inferior team, at least on paper as of now, mm-hmm. compared to last year, and expect him to get three or four additional wins.
Well, let me ask you this, though. If I sign him to this massive deal, the significant amount of money, at some point, I'm going to have to either... if I'm rolling money down, like you're saying,
true,
put all the money up front. If I roll it down the road, I'm going to have to face this again at some point.
But not for 5 years, right?
Yeah.
That's 5 years from now, Jerry, problem.
Right, and I don't know if I have the team right now to do it. Maybe I need to build things right now still.
Okay.
At some point, I'm going to have to ask Dak to win with an inferior team.
Or, okay, fine.
If he wants the big contract now, then you need to show me that you can win with an inferior team so I can know that you're going to be able to do it at some point that way. And also so that I can then continue to give you an inferior team because you just proved you could do it.
That just,
like my kid when he makes an A and you're like, you're a B student this whole time. Now you know you can make A's. Go do it.
I think you're exactly right on with what the Cowboys think. That just makes no sense to me why you wouldn't just say, fine, then we don't think you're the guy. And he's like, well, guess what? I and my agent have talked to this team, and this team. They do think I'm the guy.
You're a breach of contract. You're now
No, they won't.
But
because they'll see the draft compensation. They'll be like, good job.
Then you know what, Kevin? And this is just me. I'm saying, okay, have fun. It's time for me and my crew to go find a new way to build my team.
Agreed.
That's the way I'm doing it. And I know, like, a lot of people are sitting here with this money situation or maybe even being bad for a year or two. And I know Mike is in that mindset of Jerry's not going to go through a season like that unless it's there's some sort of significant proof that you can get the quarterback, that you can get the thing that you can really build around. They got lucky. What, the last 2.5 quarterbacks they've had
yes.
have been guys that they just stumbled into. They got on
He's
a
got
very
lucky his
basis.
Whole life on quarterbacks. Let's make no mistake. Tom Landry, and I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank on the ownership in 1988. They were the ones that went 3-13. It wasn't Jerry Jones.
To get the number one pick, yeah.
And it was just in his lap.
Yep.
It was really just in Jerry. When Jerry Jones bought the team, it was already decided that Troy was the number one pick. Troy was the guy for the Cowboys. He just had to follow through with that plan that Tom Landry and the rest of the organization had. So let's not make any mistake about it. The only, like, the highest pick they've ever had drafting a quarterback is in the same year Jimmy Johnson got his guy Steve Walsh from Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they lost the number one overall pick the next year because of it.
From the 4-6-9, I hope they don't cave. I don't care if we lose every game this year just so they can change the course we've been on for years. And I think that's where
Agreed.
A lot of the fan base is.
You saw that right, Mike.
The Dane Dunning home run?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't hit the home run. That would have been
up
unbelievable.
Home run.
But Devers, you know what I was hoping for right there is that he would throw his new kind of fork pitch, and he kept trying to elevate a fastball, and he did it two times and missed, and then on the third time, he didn't perfectly hit his spot, but after you've elevated twice, it's kind of like you've lost the elevation surprise. You don't throw 98 miles an hour. You tried it. It didn't work. This is where you'd have pitching coaches with just a general, hey, elevate on this guy. I'd kind of raise my hand. I throw 86 miles an hour. Are we sure you want me to elevate? And they're like, you are right. Do not elevate unless you have really executed the pitch or the prior pitches to elevate and get it, because it's not going to get by them as easy. And I thought for Dane Dunning, he tried to elevate way too many times in a row there.
Yeah, well, and we talked about the high fastball last week, speaking of Adolis specifically. And Kevin, there's a lot of the fan base that's kind of in this, we don't feel like we're good enough, because we had probably the best product they put out there in years.
Yeah.
I will say that too. I thought that was the best team they've had in years.
Everything was set up for them to be in the conference championship.
And then it fell apart. No
kidding. And they didn't even get close.
They had bad teams. They had bad teams in the conference. They had bad teams in their division. Philly wasn't what they sounded like they were really supposed to be. Everything was built for you to be right there. And why couldn't you do it? And so Jerry, it's feeling like Jerry's placing it. Jerry and Steven and them are placing it at the foot of the players for not executing and being able to beat an inferior opponent.
But I'll be nice here. But most general managers, if they felt that way, they would make major moves in the offseason to flood in talent or throw everything away and go, we're done. I was with the Cleveland Indians in 2001. Won the division, took the Seattle Mariners 114-win team or whatever they were to game 5 of the ALDS. And at that moment, the organization said, you're not good enough to beat Seattle. You've kind of never been good enough to beat the Yankees. We're getting rid of everything. We're getting rid of Roberto Alomar. We're getting rid eventually of Jim Thome. We're getting rid of Bartolo Colon to Montreal. We're done. We tried. It's over. Now, they almost made it back to the World Series in 07. I'm not saying it was very successful, but the Cleveland Indians had dominated their division from 1995 to 01, and this is how most teams do it. If you feel like it's over, if you're like, we gave this a chance, and we've given it multiple chances, it didn't work. You either get rid of everything and start rebuilding, or you say, if it didn't work this way, let's screw the future to try to do it one more time.
And if I believed on the other side of that, I don't know what that look is.
Okay. I'm taking this real quick. Mike, what's the thing that you learned from the Chiefs owner that you will always stick with?
You got to have a top 8 quarterback in this league or you have no chance.
And what if the Cowboys have decided it's not going to be top 8 in the future?
That's totally fine.
Then what do you have to do? You have to go find it. And you're going to have to be bad. You might have to be bad in order to get there. To get a Mahomes-type guy, and I know they weren't in top 8 to draft, but he is a top 8 quarterback for sure. Maybe we got to reboot. And, Kevin, if you look at contracts from here on, 25 is a great season to stink again.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that. If I believed for one second that the Cowboys had the work ethic and stomach to do just that, then I would be 1,000,000% fine with this. And that's
hard work.
Yeah, because you're like, hey, I did talk to Deion. We are going to make sure that Shedeur Sanders makes his way here. And you think that's the guy in 2000, whoever, or if you want to go with Aller, whoever your quarterback of choice in the future draft is. If I believe that the Cowboys were willing to go down that route and they said, you know what? What we meant by all in is Mike McCarthy makes it to the NFC Championship game, wins the Super Bowl, whatever, or he's fired. Dak Prescott, same thing, or he's out. If I believed all of that and then they were like, and then we'll let the new coach draft their new quarterback, we'll start again from the ground floor up, I would be like, well, that's fine because that's what you got to do sometimes. I don't believe that's going to happen whatsoever. I think, especially as of now, with a theoretically worse team, let's say they make it to the divisional round and lose. They'd be like, oh, but you see how close we are? You see how many regular season games we won? We're almost there. Here's your extension, Mike and Dak. And you're going to be like, okay. And that's where I think we're going to go.
That's right. And you know what? history has not told us anything different.
You're right. And the people texting in and saying, but you're misconstruing what the Jones family really wants. I don't think I am, but I'm also voicing what I want as a fan. Because before I had this job, before Corey, you or Mike had this job, we were hometown, lifelong fans and season ticket holders of the Dallas Cowboys. I am also telling you what I think they should do, but it comes down to what one or two people actually want to do. No matter how many questions we've asked and gotten hung up on and gotten sworn at and everything like that, he doesn't change his mind.
Yeah. And I don't know what Steven's philosophy is. I really don't. Like with Jerry's philosophy, you're kind of like, he wants a big splash move. Steven's philosophy, you're like, it's felt like he's been kind of trying to hold on, you know, and just trying to make sure he gets a good grasp of it. And this year, again, the last three years, they've invested in this team. They have. They really have. They were like, we got the quarterback. We got all these things. If we need this piece, if we got to go get Dan Quinn that, then we got to do this and this. And this feels like, this to me feels like you're trying to reboot it. You're trying to renovate from within while also trying to keep things.
Dumb to do it this way.
I agree.
Who does? Well, like, and I'll say this. This isn't a good example. I don't like that the Seahawks are going with Geno Smith. I think that's just set up for failure. But once they figured out Russell Wilson can't really do this. He can do this as long as you have Marshawn Lynch and the best defense in the NFL. Sure. But he can't. And the only way to do that is if he's making less than $20 million a year, approximately. So we know he can't do it. And they moved on. And Denver was stupid enough to do a deal. And now they're moving on very quickly, going, we know Russell Wilson is in the same category as Dak Prescott. These people cannot do it on a $50 million a year contract. They're not good enough. But I don't want to also, this is what I'm afraid of, that if the Cowboys, they're not even going down the path of, hey, let's get something for Russell Wilson / Dak Prescott and then go with Geno Smith. But I have a feeling that Jerry will be like, all right, Geno Smith is available and you're going to watch Geno Smith instead of the let's somehow get into the top five pick. Take a guy
10 wins, that has 9 or 10 wins.
He has a 10. We have a 10% chance of getting the next Super Bowl quarterback. The next guy. It's only 10%, but it's 10%. There's a 0% chance that Geno Smith's ever going to win a championship.
I want to put this as succinctly as I possibly can. I love the Dallas Cowboys. I hate everything they're doing this offseason.
I can agree with you on that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.